A recent state controller's audit broke down how the Rochester City School District mismanaged its budget. WXXI's James Brown has the details.
About 6 years ago, Rochester's Board of Education received a presentation from former Superintendent Bolian Vargas and then Chief Financial Officer William Ansborough. Ansborough said, if this continues, the district's finances will hit rock bottom within 3 to 5 years. Deputy State Comptroller Elliot Auerbach says this includes atypical accounting practices, and he says it continued for at least 5 more years.
Here were the facts. Here were the numbers that the district clearly were given at some time during the course of budget decisions, but chose to ignore.
An audit released this month says some of those practices include using negative numbers, which make the budget appear balanced on paper when it's not. The district also severely underbudgeted major costs, like substitute teachers, which Auerbach says were used to avoid hiring full-time teachers. He says the district used its savings account to pay for costs like those until they ran out of money this school year.
That was the biggest number right there, but it went right down the line, substitute teachers, retirement bonuses. I mean, it just compounded the matter, and it came close to $40-plus million.
During a budget hearing Friday, district leadership, including Chief Financial Officer Robert Franklin, were pressed on how this could happen. Franklin, who joined the district in November, said past administrations avoided hard decisions.
Significant dollars had to be cut from our budget, and they didn't know how to do it, and time had run out, so they indiscriminately reduced a number of items and thought they could figure it out later. And of course, later never happened.
As a result, the district had to lay off more than 150 people in December. The district received a 30-year loan from the state to pay the rest of the debt. In exchange, a state monitor will oversee the district's finances for the next 3 years. James Brown, WXXI News.